News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Want to turn back to that issue we covered a lot on the programme yesterday, or not yesterday, but last week, the fact that no Irish universities now feature in the top 100 institutions globally. We are joined on the line now by the Minister of State for Higher Education, Mary Mitchell O'Connor. Today, I should mention, the Higher Education Authority is holding a conference on reforming funding. We might start, Minister, by asking about that. What do you hope to achieve at that conference today?
Well, I'm attending the conference and I am giving a speech on what the government's vision is for funding. So, for example, Peter Castles will be there. And as I'm sure all of your listeners know, there was a Peter Castles report.
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Three options in 2016. He gave three options. The one that was most controversial was the one about the option about student loans or deferred payment for students down the line, which takes place in the UK, the US, Australia, which really hasn't been a very good option for students. And I suppose I would be very reticent myself at this stage to look and to, you know, seriously look at that, because I'll tell you why. I believe that the graduates that are coming out now, they don't get a job for life, they don't have pensions, the housing problems will all impact on them. So
they earn about 30% more than people who don't go to college, though.
They earn more, but at the same time, when I'm talking about college, I'm talking about what the students that are going to the IOTs, and also, you know, students in lifelong learning, students doing masters, doctorates.
Yeah. No, and look, Minister, I get that. And I suspect most people who are listening this morning will agree with you. The difficulty is, though, critics would say, and maybe I have said a few times on this programme, all politicians, I'm not just accusing you and Fine Gael of this, all the political parties, you're all reticent about doing anything about this. And the result is, nothing is happening, and our colleges are not being funded well enough, and we are sliding down the global ratings at a rate of knots, at a frightening rate.
See, Shane, I would refute that, because it's really important to remember that the budget for further education and higher education is €2.36 billion.
Yeah.
That is the money on the table for higher education.
I know that, but it's not enough, quite clearly. I think the Cassell's report said we need a lot more.
You, every institution will tell you it's not enough.
Oh yeah, but Minister, I have to interrupt you there. The Cassell's report made it clear we are going to need an extra billion a year in third level funding with demographic changes alone. That's not even taking the argument that we're not spending enough on third level at the moment.
Yes, but Shane, as you know, it's not just as simple now or as straightforward as you've put it. I mean, we learned a hard lesson in the past, and we learned that if you overspend and if budgets aren't balanced and prudent, you know what can happen. Recession can happen quite easily. You can see what's going on, maybe perhaps with the implications of Brexit.
All the more reason, Minister, people would say, to have third level funded by a different source other than government funding, for that very reason,
but
because education will also lose out.
Will be graduates that will not have a job for life, that don't have pensions, they'll be saddled with huge, massive college debts. I don't want that for our students.
But are we not back to square one then?
What we're looking at, no, we're not at square one at all, because we're at $2.3 billion of an investment. And last year there was an investment, current and core funding was increased since 2016 by $100 million. I also announced other improvements in higher education. So, for example, there was a $200 million announced, and it's actually taking place at the moment. It's now in design team for our Institutes of Technology, and that is $200 million from a public-private partnership.
Okay.
Then there was also, within education, there was capital announcement of an additional $257 million
All right.
For capital building. So it is happening.
Okay.
And I know, of course, I know the HEIs want more. And then the one other piece of it that really isn't given much airtime at all is the National Training Fund. And that is a fund that it's a levy on industry. And there will be an extra 47 million this year, and there'll be 104 million
for apprenticeships, effectively, is it?
So it is happening.
Okay.
You know, I know we hear all about student loans, but actually what's happening on the ground is quite different.
Okay. Very, very briefly, will the Castells report ever be acted on? I mean, the Education Committee haven't even, I don't think, they've barely met on this 2 years after the report was referred to them.
Yeah, well, as I said, I was a bit disappointed that, you know, that maybe that they hadn't come back sooner. But it is
You don't think they've done their job in relation to that?
I would have liked it if they had come back maybe within the first week and told the department, as they've just told us, that they now want an economic review. Look, the department will do that, and because, you know, this is a really big game changer for the funding of education. And I have to think, of course, I have to think of the institutions, but I actually also have to think of students that will be there, of our graduates coming out, and, you know, our parents that are that are really under undue pressure.
All right. Thank you for talking to us this morning. Minister of State for Higher Education, Mary Mitchell O'Connor.